Quiet. Quiet, please.
Douglas Fairbanks on stage. Roll 'em.
Speed.
Action. The Anniston Hollywood Star Theater with Douglas Fairbanks and introducing Helena Carter in Fogbound. Anniston Hollywood Star Theater, the only program in which your favorite stars introduce their choice of a star of tomorrow and presenter in a starring role today. In just a moment, Douglas Fairbanks will tell you about the star of tonight's drama. For incredibly fast relief from the pains of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia, try Anniston tablets. Anniston is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients that give effective relief. If your doctor hasn't already introduced you to Anniston, try it yourself. On sale at any drugstore. For most effective relief, use only as directed. The name, Anniston. A-N-A-C-I-N. We are always especially pleased when our guest of honor is kind enough to pay us a return visit, and that's the case tonight. Heir to one of the really immortal names in the motion picture industry, tonight's guest has firmly established himself not only as a star in his own right, but as a producer. You will see him soon in his most recent production, The Fighting O'Flynn. Ladies and gentlemen, the Anniston Hollywood Star Theater is proud to present Mr. Douglas Fairbanks, Jr.
Thank you. So many attractive and talented young people come and go in Hollywood that it's easy to become very doubtful of any one person's chances of success. But every once in a while, you see someone unknown to you and sense that certain something which makes you feel sure that she's going to become a top star. That happened to me one day out at Universal International Studios as I was watching a picture called River Lady. It was a young actress in the picture who was not familiar to me, but her beauty and her ability spelled coming stardom. I was so convinced of that I wasted no time at all in borrowing her for The Fighting O'Flynn. Her name is Helena Carter, and I know you're going to hear a great deal more about her. She was well on the way to becoming a teacher before pictures captured her, which is a bad break for her prospective students, but a lucky one for audiences. I'm going to bring her back later so that you can meet her in person, but first, I'd like you to meet her in the starring role of a story written especially for her. Ladies and gentlemen, Helena Carter as Carol in Fogbound. It's all yours, Helena. The best of luck.
Thank you, Mr. Fairbanks.
It's 1:30 a.m. in San Francisco. And down in the financial district, the buildings are dark and quiet, the street deserted. At least they were until that gray Olds convertible turned off California and parked right in the middle of Montgomery Street.
Okay, so I stopped the car. So now what do you want me to do?
So now I want you to move over and let me drive.
You think I'm loaded.
Roger, you and I both know you're loaded. We know this because you're always loaded.
You know, I think we're right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Will you please let me drive?
Okay, okay, but I drive
much better when I'm
drunk.
I know.
Now, will you get out and walk around, or will I?
You will get out and walk around because you're a gentleman.
Quite right. It's very quiet out here, and it's very gray. This is a very gray street.
You don't make it look any brighter. Come on.
You know, Carol, if you'd marry me, I'd give up booze.
You're so dull when you're sober.
I suppose. Where are we going?
I don't know.
If you take me home, I'll kill myself.
Stop twisting my arm.
Why do you hate me, Carol?
I don't hate you, darling.
But you don't love me.
No, Rog, I don't.
Do you love anybody?
Only my mummy and my daddy.
Then if it's all right with you, I'll keep trying.
Thank you, Rog. I promised to tell you when to stop.
Where'd you say we were going?
I didn't, but I seem to be headed for Fisherman's Wharf. Maybe that's a good idea. Maxine says there's a very low-type bar down there with a very high-type piano player.
I'll take the low road. How do we find these charming places, Carol?
It is wonderful, isn't it? Smells just like an old dead mackerel.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And the music's good. And he's kind of pretty.
Thank you very much. I think you're pretty, too. Hey, where are you going?
I'll be right back. I like the way you play. I said you play fine piano.
Yeah, I know.
Oh? Is that something of your own you're playing now?
Might be.
What do you mean?
I mean it might be if a guy named Dick Hoole hadn't written it.
I guess I know when I've been told.
I wondered.
You're much too smart for this place. With a piano, I mean. What are you doing playing in a dump like this?
You don't like it?
It smells.
Then I'd suggest that you beat it.
Maybe I'd rather just hold my nose and stay a while.
Well, stay over on the other side of the room, will you? I can't hold my nose and play piano at the same time.
Do you play requests? I mean, would you play something for me?
Yeah, sure. All you gotta do is slip me a buck or buy me a beer. They got draft beer for 15 cents a glass.
You don't think I've got a buck?
I think you've got a cellar full of them. And on top of that cellar, you got a big fat palace.
You don't like me.
It took you a while, but I figured you'd catch on.
I don't like the way you talk.
I also figured you'd have something like this following you around.
I'm going to hit you.
Rye, shut up.
I'm going to hit you.
The lady said shut up.
I'm going to hit you.
You're in a rut.
I'm going to...
It's too bad he didn't fall the other way. Spilled my beer.
Sorry. I'll tear a strip off my petticoat so you can wipe it up. Hello?
Good morning.
Who is it?
Who is it? Who do you think it is?
Oh, Raj. Didn't sound like you.
Of course it didn't. Something wrong with my jaw. What happened?
He slugged you, baby.
What do you suppose made him do it?
He hates people.
I wonder why. We're so charming.
I wonder why, too.
What's that?
Nothing. Nothing, Raj.
Oh. Well, what about this evening?
What about it?
What delightful little dive have you got in mind?
As a matter of fact, none.
And I suppose I'll have to think of something.
It won't be necessary, Raj. I won't be seeing you this evening.
Have you gone crazy?
No, I don't think so.
You haven't got another date?
No, I don't think so.
Then I'll come around about 8.
No, you won't come around about 8, because I won't be here about 8.
Carol!
I'll talk to you later. Bartender.
Yeah?
I'd like a beer. Not a bottle, a glass of tap.
I'm sorry, lady. I can't serve you.
You can't?
House rule. Dames aren't served at the bar without they got an escort.
Oh, I see.
It only leads to havoc.
But the beer isn't for me.
No, it ain't?
No, it's for... what's his name? The piano player.
Oh, you mean Marty?
Yeah.
Oh.
Marty.
Okay. $0.15.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, Marty. I brought you beer. Well, don't look so shocked. It's normal procedure, isn't it? I buy you a beer, you play me a song.
What do you want to hear?
I don't know yet.
What are you doing here?
I don't know that yet either. I think I came back to see you.
You did wrong.
Look, quit it, will you?
I'm sorry. What do you want to hear?
Story of your life.
You're out for laughs, huh? Well, you won't get them from me.
No matter what I say to you, I say it wrong, don't I?
I don't know why you want to say anything to me.
I don't either. But I do. I wish you'd let me.
All right. My name is Martin Deller. I make a few bucks playing piano in a lousy little waterfront pub. I don't know what your name is, but you live up on Knob Hill, and you're rich. You're beautiful, and I'd like to kiss you. Good. I'd also like to kill you for coming in here to make fun of me.
I'm not making fun, Marty. I'm not having any fun either.
You know anybody that is?
I know it's a couple of people that could.
Give me the beer.
Sure.
What's your name?
Carol.
You got a favorite song?
Whatever you like, I guess.
Slow boat?
Slow boat.
Shut up.
Sore head.
It's time to quit.
Everybody's gone home.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the beer.
You're welcome.
You going home?
If you'll take me.
If I take you, you ride the cable car.
I'd like riding the cable car with you. Marty?
Yeah?
It's a nice night.
Is it?
Uh-huh. It's foggy, but it's a nice night.
Yeah, I guess it is.
You like cable cars?
I never gave them much thought.
You're not a San Franciscan, are you?
Why do you say that?
Because you never gave the cable cars much thought.
I was born in this town. I know every inch of it. There's not another town like it in the whole world. I don't know why I call it a town. It's a city. A real city. It's big, exciting.
You were born here, weren't you?
Yeah. I died here, too.
What do you mean by that?
Maybe we better sit inside. It's pretty foggy out here.
I like the fog.
Look, where do you want to get off?
Where do you get off?
I go to the end of the line.
I'll go with you. Marty?
Yeah?
What's with you, anyway? Who put the chip on your shoulder?
Skip it.
And what are you doing in that dump? You don't belong there.
I said skip it.
But I don't want to skip it. Hey, nice. My corner.
Carol, look. You better...
I said I'd like riding the cable car with you.
Yeah, I know. This is where I get off.
Marty? Wait a minute, Marty.
Did you want off, lady?
No. No, I guess I'll go on to the end of the line.
Carter will return in just a moment in Act Two of Fogbound. The time when people appreciate Anacin tablets most is when they want quick relief from sudden pain of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia. At a time like that, you don't want to wait. You want quick relief. So if you ever suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, for your own sake, get Anacin and keep it handy. For Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients prepared for your convenience in easy-to-take tablet form. Enjoy fast, effective relief. You can get Anacin at any drugstore. Remember the name Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Now the second act of Fogbound, starring Helena Carter, who was introduced by Douglas Fairbanks. She was rich and beautiful, and she lived up on Knob Hill. He played good piano in a little waterfront cafe. Neither one of them were having any fun until they got on the cable car and went around a curve. Then he ran off, and she went to the end of the line all alone. Now it's the next evening, and she's out with Roger. He's rich and handsome, and he lives up on Knob Hill, too.
You're much too quiet, Carol. Not like you to be quiet. I sense something.
I suppose you're right, Raj.
You do? Good heavens.
Look, pull over to the curb and park, will you?
Now, wait a minute. If you're going to tell me I'm too drunk to drive
no,
again...
No, no, it isn't that.
I should hope to tell you it isn't. I haven't had a drop for nearly an hour. Well?
Raj.
Present.
Do you remember the other evening down on Montgomery Street?
It wasn't evening. It was 1:30 a.m., and I remember it very well because not more than a half hour later, I was hit with a piano at Fisherman's Wharf.
Raj, what I want to say
a
is...
A very inferior piano, I might add.
That night you asked me if I loved you, and I said no, and you said, do you love anybody?
And you said, only your mommy and daddy. And I said, then if it's all right with you, I'll keep trying.
And I said, thank you, Raj. I promised to tell you when to stop.
Exactly.
Well, the time has come.
You mean you want me to stop?
Yes, Raj, I do.
What you mean is, you don't mean you love somebody. I mean somebody besides your mommy and daddy.
That's what I mean.
I see.
I'm sorry, Raj. I hope you understand.
It isn't that piano player.
Yeah. I'm afraid it is.
Oh, listen, Carol. I know I'm no prize, but he's no good for you. He's clear out of your class.
Maybe he is, but I don't think so. I couldn't do anything about it anyway. I'm gone. He hit me like a ton of brick.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I suppose this is where you get off, huh?
I suppose.
I guess I'll just shove on down to the end of the line.
Raj, thanks for the lift.
Anytime, Carol. I hope you know what you're doing.
I hope so, too. Bartender.
Yeah?
A glass of beer. Not for me, it's for Marty.
Oh, I'd be only too glad to draw it for you, but it'll only get flat.
What do you mean?
I mean, Marty ain't here.
He'll be here, won't he?
I don't know. It's hard to tell about Marty. He's a very funny guy.
I know. But if it's all right with you, I'll wait.
Look, lady, I know it's none of my business, but... Well, it's after 11. Why don't you give it up? He won't be in now.
I'll wait.
Well, I repeat, it isn't any of my business, but... Well, any dope can see you're crazy for the guy. And, friend of friend, I'm telling you, it ain't gonna do you any good.
He isn't married, is he?
Uh-uh. And he ain't gonna be.
You know all about it, don't you?
Maybe I do. And maybe I don't see where you get off being smart with me.
I'm sorry. I really am.
Okay.
Listen, what do you know about him? Where'd he come from? What's he doing in a place like this? Not that there's anything wrong with this place, but...
Boy, you've really got it bad, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm real sorry for you.
Quit being sorry and tell me about Marty, will you? Please?
Well, you wouldn't believe it.
Try me.
He was a school teacher. Yeah, that stops you, doesn't it? It's hard to figure people calling Marty professor. But he's smart, real smart. I went to school with a guy. Well, part of the way. He was smart, all right. Except for one thing. People. Did you ever take a good look at him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's rough, isn't it? Young guy like that, no fight in him.
But why?
Look, you want to take a tip from me, a good tip?
Maybe.
Forget it, will you? Go away and let him alone. He's had all the trouble he can handle.
What happened to him?
Who knows?
You know.
I think you better go. Like I told you the other night, we don't like dames at the bar without they got an escort.
Where is he? Where does he live?
He ain't home.
Maybe he is. Tell me.
Marty wouldn't like it.
I won't tell him. I swear I won't.
I don't think I better.
Please?
Well, I don't know. He's a very funny guy.
Hi, Marty.
What do you want?
I just wanted to see you, to talk to you. I waited down at the cafe, but...
How'd you find this place?
Wasn't easy, but I thought you might be home, so I tried. Real hard. Can I come in?
Why? You out slumming again?
What am I supposed to say to that?
What do you want to say?
Let me in and I'll tell you.
The door's open. What'd you want to say?
It's a very short speech, Marty. I love you. No answer?
Yeah. Get out of this dump and run on back up the hill where you belong.
Come with me.
Where?
Where you belong.
I belong right where I am. You've asked for this, Carol, so now you're going to get it. There's a little joint up at the end of the bay called San Quentin. You've heard of it. Maybe you can see it from your bedroom window. I've been on the inside. It's a nice place if you like being in jail. You had enough?
No.
Well, I have. And I don't like making laughs for snobs like you. Now get out of here.
Okay, I'll get out. But I'm going to say my piece first. Maybe I am a snob, but it isn't because I want to be. And not that you care to hear about it, but you're the worst kind of snob. You're the vicious kind, the kind that makes a mistake and blames it on the rest of the world.
I didn't make the mistake, I only took the blame for it.
I don't care who made the mistake. I just care that you're mean and hard and bitter and you're so much in love with your own misery that you don't give a darn about anything or anybody. I don't know why I had to fall in love with you. Talk about making the laughs for snobs. I hope you laugh yourself sick. Bartender.
Yeah?
I know it's against the rules to serve a dame at the bar without she's got an escort, but look, how about breaking the rule just once?
You found Marty, huh?
Yeah, I found him.
He tell you about himself?
Yeah.
It wasn't Marty's fault, you know. His best friend did somebody out of a load of dough, and Marty took the rap.
What's the difference? How about my drink?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
Better make that a beer. Not a bottle, draft.
Yeah. Maybe I better make it two beers, huh?
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. The 15-cent kind.
What are you doing down here?
I don't know. Well, at first I thought I might go jump in the bay, and then... What are you doing down here?
I was hoping I'd find somebody here.
Oh? You play fine piano.
Yeah, I know.
Is that something of your own that you're playing?
Yeah. It's not much of a song. The words make a lot of sense. They say I'm sorry, Carol. I want you to forgive me.
You do?
You were right about everything you said. I've needed somebody to tell me. I guess I've needed somebody like you. I just didn't know there was anybody like you.
Marty?
Yeah?
Do you want your beer?
Sure. What do you want to hear?
Anything you like.
Slowboat?
Slowboat.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Okay. And Marty, remember you told me once you'd like to kiss me? Good?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, kiss me. Kiss me good.
Douglas Fairbanks will bring Helena Carter back in just a moment. Ever suffer heartburn or upset stomach from acid indigestion? New Bisodol Mints, medically proven, quickly relieve heartburn, rid stomach of that blown-up feeling anywhere, anytime. Bisodol Mints give longer-lasting relief than baking soda, bicarb, and many other preparations. Help prevent immediate return of trouble, soothe irritated stomach lining. Bisodol Mints lets you sleep when acid indigestion strikes at night. Refreshing, minty flavor sweetens mouth and stomach. Carry new Bisodol Mints for fast relief from acid indigestion anywhere, anytime. And now here again is Douglas Fairbanks.
I'm certain you all agree now that Miss Carter lived up to all I predicted for her. And I know you'll all want to meet her in person. And so here she is, the star of tonight's drama, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Helena Carter.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you, Mr. Fairbanks. I do hope I really did live up to all the nice things you said about me.
You did all of that and more, Helena.
I'm glad, because you see, between us, I was frightened out of my wits.
And why should you be frightened?
Well, to be frank, tonight was my first time before a microphone, and in fact, my first time before an audience. I envy the people who can refer to previous experience in the little theater or on Broadway, but I have to admit I never had any.
Then how did you happen to get into pictures, Helena?
That's just it. I happened to get in. I was out here in Hollywood on a visit. I was offered a test at Universal International. I took it just for laughs, and the laugh was on me. I'm still here.
And I know you're here to stay, too.
Mr. Fairbanks, I don't know just how to say it, but I would like to tell you how much I appreciate what you've done for me. With my lack of experience, lack of knowledge of technique...
Oh, wait a minute, Helena. I have a hunch you could give me some lessons.
What do you mean?
Well, don't you remember the pictures of us fencing together in a recent issue of Life magazine?
Yes, of course.
Well, didn't you notice anything a little, you know, unusual about those pictures?
No.
Well, in every one of them, you had me with my back to the camera. Brother, when you can do that to an actor, that's technique.
Purely accidental, Mr. Fairbanks. Seriously, I do want to tell you how happy I am that you were here to introduce me tonight. For a while, I was afraid you wouldn't get back from Europe in time.
Well, for a while, I was, too.
I'm anxious to hear about your trip.
Well, it wasn't altogether a pleasure trip, Helena, but I'd like you and our audience to know a little about it. I covered a good portion of Europe on behalf of the United Nations Association and for CARE, the nonprofit organization which enables Americans to send food to relatives or friends abroad. I know that the generous people who have been sending these gifts will be glad to know that they're being delivered to profoundly grateful people on the other side. We who fortunately don't know hunger can't fully realize the vital importance of this work.
I know that anyone who's been in Europe since the war would agree with you, Mr. Fairbanks.
I'm sure they would. In fact, one of the most impressive tributes I know of concerning the food and that CARE is sending over came when I was granted an audience with His Holiness the Pope, and he expressed his considerable understanding and personal approval of the project. But now I think the time has come to say goodnight.
I'm afraid so. But once more, let me say thank you.
It's been a great pleasure, Helena. Good night and good luck.
Good night.
The Anderson Hollywood Star Theater has been brought to you by the makers of Anderson, the remarkable tablets that bring incredibly fast and effective relief from the pain of headaches, neuritis, and neuralgia. Anderson is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anderson tablets from their own dentist or physician. Perhaps you, too, have been introduced to Anderson this way. Then you know how effective Anderson is. If not, try it yourself whenever you want incredibly fast relief from the pains of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia. You'll be delighted with the results. For most effective relief, use only as directed. Just ask for Anderson at any drugstore. It's spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. Anderson. Helena Carter appeared through the courtesy of Universal International Studios, now releasing You Gotta Stay Happy, starring Joan Fontaine and James Stewart. Tonight's script was written by Martha Wilkerson. In our cast were Jack Webb as Marty, Donald Woods as Roger, and Stacy Harris as the bartender. Be with us next week at the same time when Sidney Greenstreet will introduce Richard Basehart. In the following week, such stars as Lionel Barrymore, Melvin Douglas, and Merle Oberon will be with us to introduce new stars of tomorrow. This is Ken Peters speaking. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.